Hey, everybody, Murphy Houston, and we're on with Mile High Magazine. Happy Sunday. Hope you're having yourself a great day. And joining me this morning is Jen Lofgren, who's the Regional Program Manager for Casting for Recovery. Hey, Jen, welcome to Mile High Magazine.
Well, thank you very much, Murphy. Good morning to you.
Glad to have you here. And like so many fine folks like yourself that I get on Mile High Magazine and talking about what they're involved with, and I've been in Denver a long time, I have never heard of Casting for Recovery. So that's why we have you here. What's it about? How did it begin? Let's set a little history out there.
Wonderful. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to share about Casting for Recovery. It's a nationwide nonprofit based out of Bozeman, Montana. And I'm actually here in Denver, Colorado. We have programs that provide free 2.5-day fly fishing retreats for women with breast cancer of any age and any stage of treatment and recovery. Yeah.
That is fantastic.
So, thank you. I think so, too. It's a really nice outlet for women who have received a breast cancer diagnosis. And we all know how healing the power of nature is, and sharing a little time with people walking a similar path and fly fishing. It's great medicine.
You know what? My wife's a 2-time breast cancer survivor. And I'm a 1-time breast cancer survivor.
That's what I read. And I encourage her to apply for one of our retreats. And you may well be familiar with an organization called Real Recovery that provides retreats for men with all types of cancer. But I just want to say shout out to you for bringing awareness to men's breast cancer. It's really nice how you've spoken on the issue publicly. I think it's really important for men to feel that there's a safe space to do that. So thank you.
Well, thank you for saying that, because I think it's important for men to know, because most men, well, I was a little ahead of the game because I got it after my wife had been through it. So I kind of was aware, but most men are not. So I do try to push that out there as much as I can, because, you know, men, we're basically dumb and we don't take care of ourselves.
So, well, you guys are, you know, you got to be the tough guys sometimes to your fault occasionally. But
we always think things are going to go away, and they don't without help. So anyhow, let's get back to what is really important now. Let's describe what Casting for Recovery does. We know it's fly fishing, but get into deeper detail about this thing.
Absolutely. So, again, it is a free program. We provide these retreats all across the country in all 50 states. So women can go to our website, castingforrecovery.org, and apply to attend the retreat that is nearest to where they live. It is a random selection. So if they, for every one woman we select, three are not chosen. So there's definitely the need, and I always encourage women to reapply the following year if they aren't selected the first time they apply.
So how does that happen? Is there any cost involved? You just go and sign up and hopefully get picked.
Exactly. That's exactly how it works. Yeah, we have over 1,800 volunteers nationwide, from psychosocial professionals to oncology professionals and fly fishing guides that donate their time, and just a ton of volunteers that make it all happen.
Oh, it's what it takes, too. Thank goodness for volunteers, right, Jen?
Yes, indeed.
No matter who I talk to, it's always thank goodness for volunteers.
Oh, they are the heart and soul of what we do. That is for sure. So,
and they're dedicated people. I mean, they wouldn't volunteer if they didn't really care. And because they really care, they really do a great job.
Absolutely.
So
yes.
Let's talk about your role with the company. We kind of talked about it a little bit as the regional program manager. Are you home very much with that title?
Well, I'm home a lot more in the winter, I'll tell you that. It's a natural fit for me. I was a fly fishing guide and instructor for a long time, and I adore the sport and really love sharing my passion of fly fishing and the outdoors with other people. And I feel like the luckiest person in the world to be able to do what I do. But basically, I live in Denver, as I mentioned, and I work with all the programs in the Western United States, supporting them in any way that I can. So helping them find venues, helping them with fundraising, recruiting volunteers, just anything I can do to help support the volunteer-based programs across the West.
Well, you are busy, but it sounds like I can hear the passion in your voice, Jen.
Oh, I absolutely love it, yes. And in Colorado, we're fortunate enough to have a very robust and busy program. We host 4 retreats every year, 3 on the Front Range, 1 for metastatic breast cancer, and the other 2 just traditional retreats. And I should mention that the traditional retreats have 14 participants per retreat, and the metastatic, we serve 10 women per retreat. And then we also have one on the Western Slope. So lots of opportunities for folks in Colorado to apply for a retreat. And again, they can do so by going to our website, castingforrecovery.org.
And that's basically for women.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, keep
I wish we could serve men. We have a lot of people asking about it. And at this point, it's just really a bandwidth issue. We're a pretty small grassroots organization. And as I mentioned previously, we have a lot more need than we're even able to serve at this juncture. And it'd be great to be able to provide this for men and women alike and all types of cancers. And it's something that we are always looking at for the future.
Well, sometime you'll figure that out. With you in charge, get out of the way, folks. Here she comes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I can just tell. Let's talk about the retreats. You just kind of mentioned where they're generally located. What's a typical one like, and how long are they? And do you have to be an experienced fly fisher woman to get involved?
Right. All very good questions. Well, as you can imagine, retreats run the gamut in terms of we have programs in Montana and Colorado, and then we have programs in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. So a retreat in one of those places might look a little different than it does in Colorado. They might be fishing a golf course or some sort of a man-made and stocked pond with freshwater fish. We have a retreat in Alaska that fishes for salmon. So we kind of run the gamut in terms of types of fishing, types of venues. But the format is essentially the same across the board. It's a 2.5-day retreat. Participants show up mid-afternoon on a Friday. We introduce them with some light icebreakers, oftentimes get them outfitted in fly fishing gear, waders and boots. For the weekend fishing portion, and then on the Saturday we introduce them to the sport of fly fishing, so basic casting, equipment overview, entomology, even little bug study, and then we also incorporate some wellness talks, so they'll have an opportunity to ask some wellness professionals questions that perhaps they haven't felt comfortable asking their own oncologist.
That's interesting.
And we find that 70% of the women who participate in our retreats have never sought any kind of peer support group before. So that's a really powerful part of the weekend, as well as having the opportunity to connect with other women and volunteers, many of whom are also previous breast cancer survivors or have attended one of our retreats. So that's very powerful. And then on Sunday, of course, my favorite part of the weekend, all the guides show up and off they go for a half day of fishing with their own guide. And that's when all the joy and laughter and fun really ensues. And we wrap it all up with a little graduation, and lifetime memories are made in a very short period of time. It's very transformative and powerful stuff.
Oh, I'll bet so. Now, do you get to eat the fish you catch, or is it just a toss back?
It's a catch and release.
Yeah.
So we go that route, but certainly have plenty of folks ask, can I not take this home and put it in my pan? Yeah. Next time.
So yeah. You got to be taking pictures and stuff so they can brag about the fact they caught a fish.
Absolutely. You've got to have the grip and grin, we call it. Absolutely. Yeah, you have to have those memories to take with you for sure.
So where do they stay? Do you stay in tents? Do you have cabins? How does that work?
So it is definitely no tent camping. We really do try to create a wonderfully comfortable, stress-free weekend across the board where we serve the women meals, we take care of everything. So, for example, in Colorado, we're at a lovely ranch in just past Bailey called the North Fork Ranch. So their cabins, very well appointed. The food is fantastic. The setting's incredible. And then, as I mentioned, New Jersey, and again, don't mean to throw them under the bus for not being able to do their retreats at a cabin-type mountainous setting, but they're in a Holiday Inn. So, you know, the women still have a great experience, but it's just a different type of experience. They get their own rooms, you know, catered event, the whole nine yards. But really, it's so much more about what goes on throughout the weekend than it is, you know, where they're staying. Although it is a nice element as well to have beautiful accommodations and eat like a queen and have somebody else do the dishes. Everybody loves that.
Oh, no, so. Sure. No, sure, for sure. Yeah. So yeah. It must be a real bonding experience.
It absolutely is. And that's true for all of us, not just the participants. I have to say I've met some of the most incredible people through this organization, both within and folks that support us on the outside, donors, sponsors, other people in the fly fishing industry, oncology folks. I mean, it's just a beautiful community of people that come together to make these retreats happen. And the women walk away with friendships for life. And
the same sure, sure.
For the volunteers. Well, yeah, it's great.
Well, and we're talking with Jen Lofgren, who's the regional program manager for Casting for Recovery. What a great experience it is. And you mentioned there's no charge for the people that are picked and lucky enough to go on these retreats. Where do you get your funding?
So all of the programs are fully self-supporting. They fundraise throughout the year. So various ways, obviously, fundraisers will give speeches. We'll work in conjunction with Trout Unlimited clubs. Lots of different ways to raise money, and a lot of generous donors out there as well. So we're always, you know, doing our best to raise money, and it's an important part to being able to provide these retreats.
Well, it certainly is, and it's tougher these days for nonprofits to do that. So it sounds like you've got some good support there to make it nice and easy for these ladies out there dipping that fly in the water, catching those fish.
That's right.
That sounds like fun. So let's back up a little bit. Now, some of the ladies, we've caught their attention, Jen, after you and I have been talking. How do they sign up for a retreat?
Well, again, if you visit our website, castingforrecovery.org, you'll see at the top a drop-down bar that says Find a Retreat, and we ask that you apply to the retreat nearest to you. Understand that a lot of folks are like, I'd like to go to Montana and fly fish. Well, we surely would love that too, but we do ask that you apply to the retreat nearest to you so we can serve women in the communities that we serve. So that's the best way to apply. And on the website, there's also contact information for the program coordinator, volunteer, so they can reach out with any questions. I'm certainly happy to answer any questions, and my contact information is on the website as well.
So what about people want to maybe kick in a little cash for the trips? Can they donate online?
Absolutely, yes. And they can specify whether or not they want it to go to a specific program or if they want it to go wherever the greatest need is. So we welcome donations and are grateful for, and there's lots of ways to give back. We have a lot of folks that tie flies and donate them.
Right, good.
We give those to the ladies after the retreat and, you know, donate an old car, Facebook fundraisers. There's countless ways. If you own a restaurant and have a charity give back day with the percentage of sales, and lots of ways to give back. We have annual online auction, so we accept donations for that as well. So, yeah.
You're busy. You are
busy. We keep it rolling.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now you're kind of probably coming to an end of a season, so maybe you're looking ahead to forward to spring, so sign up now would be a good time, huh?
Yes. So applications will open within the next month or so, towards for sure by the end of the year. So check that website and get your application in early. We do ask that you just apply to one retreat.
Okay.
But yeah, absolutely. It's a
now's the time.
Life-changing program, and yeah. I highly encourage folks to apply for it. And I thank you for the opportunity to talk about the organization.
Oh, I'm all excited about it, Jen, for sure. It's Jen Lofgren, Casting for Recovery, and thank you for coming on Mile High Magazine today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too as well. Don't go away. Got more coming up.